Morning Watch, Day 4, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 6. The Principle of Being One with God as Revealed in the Book of Jeremiah. Related Verses. Jeremiah 15:19. Therefore, thus says Jehovah, if you return, I will restore you. You will stand before me. And if you bring out the precious from the worthless, you will be as my mouth. They will turn to you, but you will not turn to them. Philippians 3:8-9. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. 1 Peter 2:3-7-9. Verse 3. If you have tasted that the Lord is good, Verse 6 and 7. For it is contained in Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and he who believes on him shall by no means be put to shame. To you, therefore, who believe is the preciousness, but to the unbelieving, the stone which the builders rejected, this has become the head of the corner. Verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Job 23:12. As for the commandment of his lips, I have not turned back from it. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my apportioned food. Psalms 119:103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Suggested reading. To take, receive, and keep the word of God, we must be absolutely one with God. We must trust in him, rely on him, and not have any opinion that comes out of ourselves. We should simply enjoy what God has done and what he will do for us. This is the way to fulfill God's economy, and this is the new covenant. In the new covenant, we are one with God and let him write himself into us as our life and as our life law with its capacity for us to function. We all need to see this. The principle of the Bible, especially of the New Testament, is that God opens himself to us that we may enter into him, receive him, and become one with him. Then he will be in us, and we will be in him, taking him as everything. The first thing we will take is his word to express his thought, his will, his heart's desire, and his good pleasure. We will not care for our opinions or preferences. In this way, we become his mouthpiece to speak him forth to others for their supply. Once a person is saved, his concept of value changes. He no longer cherishes what he once cherished, and he treasures what he once despised. This is a change in his concept of value. Anyone who has not witnessed such a change in concept is not a genuine Christian. Matthew 10:37-38 says, he who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter above me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. A father, mother, wife, and children are the most precious things to a man. They are the most important things a man has in this life. When these are not compared to the Lord, there is nothing wrong in loving them. But when a situation arises where we have to choose between the two, which one will we choose? We have to help the brothers and sisters know the real precious thing. We can ask new believers, whom will you choose? If they are not clear about this, they will be lost when they face temptations in the future. The responsibility of providing proper guidance is on our shoulders. We have to tell the new believers, if for the Lord's sake you have to draw a separation line between yourself and your parents, wife and children, will you choose him? For his sake, that is, for the sake of the Lord who died for us, we should choose to be his disciples and follow him. Our own kin are precious, but they are no comparison to the Lord. Our Lord is more precious. According to Philippians 3, 7 and 8, we see that Paul had a change in his concept of value. What things were gains to him, these he counted as loss on account of Christ. Why was Paul able to reject the things that were gains to him? He was able to consider them as loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. He reckoned the Christ whom God had anointed as Lord, as King, and as the most excellent one. For his sake, he suffered the loss of all things and counted them as refuse. This is the kind of change in valuation that happens to a Christian. Jeremiah 15:19 says that if we bring out the precious from the worthless, we will be as God's mouth. If we cannot tell the proper value of things, God will reject us and cast us aside. We have to see the importance of such a change in concept of value. May the Lord grant us the light to have a thorough change in our concept of value, so that we will know to choose the most excellent portion.